Well, good morning, friends. My name is Albie. I'm one of the ministers here at Barney's, and welcome to our Easter Sunday service. It's great that you can join us for our live stream, whether it's on Zoom or at YouTube. It's great to have you with us here at church. Now, there is an advertisement on TV at the moment. I won't mention which channel it's for since this is being live streamed at the moment. But on this ad, they have a bunch of celebrities come together with words of encouragement with their Easter blessings. And it caught my attention because as they're going through the different celebrities, actually quite a few of them, not just one of them, their wish for Australians is that they share the Easter spirit. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know what that is. What is the Easter spirit? The spirit of Christmas, I get that. As we have Christmas time, a lot of times it's about giving and sharing and family. But what is the spirit of Easter? Now, maybe you did this already, maybe at home, you've got the computer in front of you, but I looked up the spirit of Easter in Google. I found a Sydney Morning Herald article, which had the heading, "The Top 5 Ways to Get Into the Easter Spirit." Number one was, stay at home. With COVID-19, do your traditions, but do them at home. But if I was going to choose something from today's passage that said, here is the Easter spirit, this is what Easter is about, I think it's there in verse 8. The women are hurrying away from the tomb. And do you see how Matthew describes how the women are feeling? They're afraid, yet filled with joy. Strange description, isn't it? Afraid, yet filled with joy. We don't often think about Easter and fear going together. And I think that's because we've domesticated Easter. Jesus is killed on Good Friday, but we know that he's raised to life on Easter Sunday. It's kind of like problem solved. It's like fixing a light bulb. It's done. It's fixed. Easy. But Easter is bigger than that. Fear and joy. Oh, I don't think that's what the celebrities meant by the Easter spirit. But it's going to help us to understand, to see what Easter is about. And so let's get into Matthew 27:28, and we start off with fear. Fear when the earth shakes. Now hopefully on the screen already you have the outline there in front of you. Fear when the earth shakes. Just remember what's happened in the story so far. So far up to this point it's been full of planning and plotting and scheming. The Son of God is crucified. There is a dodgy trial, a cruel and public execution. And the chief priests, who are at the center of the action in a bad way, the chief priests, they're not stupid. They don't even want to have rumors of a resurrection. They're being very thorough here. And so they go to Pilate at the end of Matthew 27. They say to him in verse 63, "Sir, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he's been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." Now, make no mistake, the chief priests don't expect a resurrection. They just don't want to take any chances. Pilate gets where they're coming from. "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. Nothing is being left to chance. There's no loose ends. The tomb is safe. It is completely secure. But it isn't. See what happens at the start of chapter 28. All their hard work and careful calculations, all of it gets undone. Verse 2, there was a violent earthquake. No one saw that coming. Or their security, it's not even a contest because it's God who's doing it. Verse 2, there was a violent earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Reminds me of a little scene that comes from Ocean's 11. That little acrobat guy has just done this backflip. He does this amazing trick. And he's sitting there with a little smile on his face. It's a little bit humorous here. It's kind of humorous. But for the soldiers who have been part of the machine that put Jesus to death, there is nothing funny about this at all. See what the angel's like in verse 3. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Now, all this talk of earthquakes and angels, the supernatural, you might find this hard to believe. You don't expect this sort of thing to happen. And you're not supposed to expect this to happen in a day-to-day sort of a way. But if there is a God, and if Jesus is the Son of God, then big things should happen. And that's what's going on here. This picture of fear, the women step into in verse 1. The guards are terrified. There is fear when the earth shakes. But the message is completely different for the women. The angel says in verse 5, "Do not be afraid." And in verse 8, they're still afraid. And the message from Jesus in verse 10 is, don't be afraid. That's the message to the women. Because at Easter, there is fear when the earth shakes, and there is joy when heaven speaks. Which is our second point. Joy when heaven speaks. Take a look again at verse 5. See what the angel says to the women. Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. Verse 6. He is not here. He has risen. This is incredible news. Now the angel is not saying the body's missing, that grave robbers have stolen the body, or that disciples stole the body. See, that's a story that the chief priests, that they come up with in verses 11 to 15. When the chief priests find out what happens, they bribe the guards. And the guards are to say in verse 13, the disciples stole the body when we were sleeping. Now that theory, which can even hang around today, maybe you've come across that before, that theory makes no sense. On the one hand, just on a superficial note, if the soldiers were sleeping, how would they know who stole the body? They're asleep. It doesn't add up. And it makes no sense that this small group of terrified followers somehow managed to steal the body when the entire squad of soldiers happened to be asleep all at the same time. And then a few weeks later, the disciples are out there fearlessly preaching that Jesus is alive, even to the point of being killed for it. That wouldn't happen if it was a lie, if they stole the body. The disciples stole the body. It makes no sense. And the angel's not saying that Jesus is alive in their hearts. He's not saying you carry the memory of Jesus. No, this is a physical, tangible resurrection. See what the angel says in verse 6. Come and see where he lay. He didn't roll the stone away to let Jesus out. He rolls it away to let the women in to see that the tomb is empty. And it's the same in verse 10. He has risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. It is a real, genuine, physical resurrection. Jesus was dead, he was crucified, he was buried. His heart stopped pumping blood. His lungs stopped taking in oxygen. He was dead 3 days. 3 minutes maybe, but you don't come back to life after 3 days. But Jesus did. His heart started pumping again. His lungs started breathing. And as the women are running to tell the disciples, verse 9, four little words with huge consequences. Suddenly, Jesus met them. The guards and women, they both agree the tomb was empty. The guards' explanation makes no sense. The disciples took the body. We were asleep. The women hear heaven speak. He's not here. He has risen. And they see Jesus. Actually, the fact that all four Gospels, they record that the women were the first ones to see Jesus or to get the news, it points to the fact that this is true. At a time when back then, a woman's testimony could not be used in a court of law. If you're making this story up, you don't put the women here unless this is actually what happened. And in other parts of the Bible, it's not just the women. The disciples see Jesus. Paul sees Jesus. The two on the way to Emmaus. Over 500 people see Jesus alive again. All of this points to the fact that Jesus is risen. And so the women hurry away, afraid, yet filled with joy. Fear when the earth shakes, joy when heaven speaks. What does this all mean? There's at least three things that come from Easter Sunday. It says that Jesus is Lord. He said that on the third day he would be raised from the dead, and he has. Verse 9, suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. That is the right response to who Jesus is, that Jesus is Lord. One day we are going to meet God, all of us face to face, and he's going to ask us, did we take Easter seriously? That Jesus died and he came back to life again, that Jesus is Lord. What did we do with that? We ate lots of Easter eggs. We finished off the home project over the long weekend. We binged on Netflix. Or we bowed down and worshipped. Jesus is Lord. It also says that sin is forgiven. Steve preached on Good Friday. The death of Jesus, the innocent Son of God, dies for the guilty. All my sin, all my guilt, everything I have done wrong, that I will do wrong, all of that is forgiven, washed clean. And it's not me, it's Jesus that does that. It is incredible that sin is forgiven. Jesus is Lord, sin is forgiven, and death is defeated. He died for our sin, and his life is our life. His resurrection life, eternal life. I don't know if you've seen in the papers recently, just yesterday, the day before. Again, I won't name the person. A celebrity chef is selling a product that can treat the coronavirus. Yes, a celebrity chef has figured out what the scientists and doctors can't do. It's called the biocharger, and it transmits an energy that invigorates the body. It can even treat COVID-19. And even better, you can buy it off his website for only $15,000. The Therapeutic Goods Administration, they are taking a look. It is under investigation. Because if you're going to trust a cure, you had better make sure that it works. Jesus' death and his resurrection is the cure for sin. Death is defeated. How do we know that? Because he comes back to life to prove it. This is the cure that works. I was at a Christian funeral last year, the funeral of a Christian, and to see the family in tears, it was sad. But it wasn't hopeless. There's incredible hope when their bodies are made whole and sickness can't touch them, whether it's the coronavirus or anything else. Because of Easter Sunday, fear and grief will turn into joy and wonder. I asked at the start, what's the spirit of Easter? Matthew's gospel says fear and joy. The fear when the earth shakes, the joy when heaven speaks. And it says to us, Jesus is Lord, our sins are forgiven, death is defeated. It's not eggs or a bunny or sharing. Easter is massive. And the question is Easter massive for you? Now, if you're new with us, if you've just joined into the live stream, it's great to have you with us. Let us know who you are. Go to that Contact Us page on our website. We would love to talk to you more about Jesus. If you've lost that devotion of worshiping Jesus, maybe you've been ignoring him. Whether you're new with us or you've been come to church for a while, tell us if that's you. Because either Easter is real or it isn't. And if Easter Sunday is fake, then ignore it. It is a nice sounding lie. But if it's real, Easter changes everything. And this morning, if you are a Christian, Easter is exciting, isn't it? Easter is incredibly exciting. Jesus is Lord, and nothing can stop what Jesus is doing in the world. All your failure and shame, it's gone, forgiven. And the promise of certainty and hope, even in the face of death. This morning, come to Jesus, grab hold of him, and worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you thanks and praise for Easter. We thank you for what it says to us. Lord, we know that there is fear when the earth shakes, just as it did in the first Easter. But there is joy when heaven speaks. And it says that Jesus is Lord and sins are forgiven and that death has been defeated. Father, we thank you that Jesus died for our sins, but even more than that, he came to raise us to new life. We pray, Lord, that Easter doesn't just glaze over us, that it's not just a little small blip in the calendar. But Father, we pray that it is massive for us as we think about what the spirit of Easter really is, that you would send your son to die for us and that he would come to new life so that we can have forgiveness in him. Lord, help us to live as Easter people. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Easter.